7 o'clock at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Hey, you have a friend who can never admit they're wrong? How about a family member? How about you? In a new poll, 90% of Americans claim they're willing to admit when they're wrong. But 1% say, I'm never wrong. I know. So few of us left, huh? All right, coming up 7:01. Let's check news in the morning.
Local News and Timeless Hits. WRJN. Receiving Ocean.
All right, let's kick it off with CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The sprint to the finish line is underway in the presidential race. 5 days to go until the election, and former President Donald Trump rode in a MAGA garbage truck in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in a jab at the president's comment about Trump supporters.
Crooked Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage.
The White House says Mr. Biden meant to aim his remark at a comedian who equated Puerto Rico with trash at a Trump rally. Kamala Harris tried to distance herself, addressing young voters in the college town of Madison, Wisconsin.
Unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy.
L.A. fans are partying in the streets.
Oh, my God, that was the craziest game I've ever seen. Being down 5-0 early.
The Dodgers came from behind to beat the Yankees 7-6 in Game 5 to win the World Series. Manager Dave Roberts gives credit to Shohei Ohtani.
What Shohei's done to our ball club, the Dodger fan base, domestically, globally, I just don't think you can quantify. And he's just such a good guy.
Ohtani partially dislocated his shoulder in Game 2. Freddie Freeman was named series MVP. North Korea's test fired a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile with the potential range to reach the U.S. The BBC's Shaima Khalil from Tokyo.
The possibility is that this test this time round was to increase the payload, essentially for a rocket to carry multiple warheads and to be more resilient to missile defense systems.
Officials in Spain say monstrous flash floods have killed at least 95 people, and the death toll is expected to rise.
Walking through the thick mud that the floodwaters left behind, picking his way among the piles of debris in what was the main street of his town, this man just shakes his head. It's bad. It's very bad, he says. Dozens of towns were hit. Entire villages were wiped off the map. Survivors describe flash floods hitting with the force of a tsunami. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A criminal complaint accuses a food worker fired from Disney World restaurants in Florida of hacking into the online menu system and changing warnings for people with nut allergies to indicate dishes were safe to eat. Court hearing scheduled for Tuesday. Kids might not come home with as much chocolate in their trick-or-treat bags. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it's costing chocolate manufacturers 50% more to make their products. You can blame inflation and climate change. That means expect people to be handing out more candy like Skittles and Tootsie Pops instead this year.
S&P futures down 46. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Governor Evers joined Racine officials yesterday to break ground on a new $68 million King Community Center and Health Center. That's a project supported by a $20 million state grant. The facility, set to open in 2026, will house Racine's first federally qualified health center. That means it'll be providing integrated medical, dental, and behavioral health care. A Trump trash truck rolled into a Green Bay rally last night. Lisa Hale was there.
Former President Donald J. Trump rallied voters at the Resch Center last night. He walked in wearing a high-vis safety vest, referencing a recent comment by President Joe Biden that Trump supporters are garbage. He then spent almost 90 minutes lamenting the economy and immigration.
They're emptying their jails. They're emptying their mental institutions and insane asylums into the United States of America, and these two stupid people allow it to happen.
Trump said on day one he will work to deport illegal immigrants immediately. The former president will return to Wisconsin Friday for another rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee.
And don't forget to keep an eye out for the ghouls and goblins. Trick-or-treating takes place this evening in many places, including the cities of Racine and Kenosha. Racine has it from 5 to 7. With Kenosha kids getting an extra hour from 4 to 7. There is a rogue candy community. The town of Norway has their trick-or-treating session on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Your spot on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
The Packers shorthanded. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday, but had seven players missing from practice, including three starting offensive linemen and quarterback Jordan Love, all with injuries suffered against the Jaguars. I asked Love if he thinks he can play this week despite a groin injury.
I've actually never had a groin injury to this severity, but I'm going to keep working, keep doing rehab and treatment, and get myself ready to go.
The Lions had 10 players on the injury list, unable to practice. NBA, the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. The Bucks are 1-3. The Grizzlies 2-3. The Badgers men's basketball team with a 78-62 preseason win over UW River Falls. Greg Gard.
In terms of the game, obviously we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers today. It's going to be cold, too, with temperatures dropping into the upper 40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and chilly for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temps in the low to mid-40s. By tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I'm happy to be here. I've been going through some changes at my house. We dropped off my last daughter, my last child, my youngest, off at college. And they're all gone now. And nobody tells you how hard it's going to be pretending to be sad. Not one tear. Not one tear. I really thought I was going to cry. I feel so bad. But I think I might be happier than I've ever been. And it's all right, you know, we did all the things. We did all the things. Like, I love her to death. I love both of them. I love them to death. But, you know, we had a good run. It's over. And I think they want me to be happy. You don't want to think your dad's, like, home in your empty room crying his eyes out. You want to think he's all right, moving on with his life, microdosing and watching Rick and Morty by himself. And that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
It was the most embarrassing.
And, okay, I almost snuck that through. We're going to talk music right now. We have Doug Johnson and Katie Humphrey here from Bell City Brass Works. And I was telling Katie, how many bands are you a member of?
Three.
Now, what are the three? Obviously, the Racine Concert Band.
Correct.
Bell City Brass Works.
And the Kenosha Pops.
And the Kenosha Pops. And Doug, you're a member of how many?
Well, actually, four different groups.
Four?
Yeah. I direct the Bell City Brass Works
on Wednesday nights. Microphone.
I direct the Bell City Brass Works on Wednesday nights. And on Monday nights, we're here for the Parkside Community Symphony. And then I play in the Stoughton Civic Band on Thursday nights. I live near Madison, and I also play in a couple brass quintets.
And you play which instrument now?
Trombone.
You play the trombone. Doug's a big guy, so you got to have that long arms for the trombone.
Oh, yeah, that worked really well.
Here's what I never understood about the trombone. With other instruments, you hit a button, you hit anything on it, you know what the note's going to be.
Right.
But that doesn't exist on the trombone. You have to be in an approximate area when you're pulling, what's that? I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, yeah. Position that you're in, yeah. Yeah,
so it's not exact.
No, it's not exact, but it's the only instrument besides voice that can be perfectly tuned. Because the valves stick you to one area. You can't adjust it. Where on the trombone, you can adjust every position.
Right. So, but how do you know where the spot's supposed to be.
Well, you learned that in your first lessons, that it's about 3 inches from one position to the next position.
See, that's what I need.
Slowly pick it up.
I need an instrument that's not exact, because I told you I'm learning the piano now, and that's exact.
Yeah.
You hit the wrong key, everybody knows you did something wrong.
Right.
With you, you don't know exact, because you could slide into the area.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you can, and some people do it too much.
Now, okay, you play an exact instrument, right?
I do, except there's adjustments that you make to a French horn with your right hand.
Yeah, but you got the valves you got to hit.
But I also have my hand in the bell, and I can adjust.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You guys stick your hand down the horn, right?
Yeah, it's a big mystery. What happens?
So you both can cheat.
Well, of course.
Trade secrets, I guess. All right.
Have you ever hit the wrong note? And it was very obvious, and everybody turned around and looked at you, and
everybody hits the wrong note.
Yeah, and you just ignore them looking at you. You just go.
You start looking around too. Yeah, where was that? I heard that.
It's a moving train. Yes, you got to keep going. Yep. No matter what.
I just had Mark Eichner in here, who's the conductor of the Racine Concert Band. I had him in here last week. And I know when he's outdoors doing this, which is tough because the wind is blowing your music all over the place. He's got these big anvils holding his music down, but he's got the music for everybody on there. He's got these big, I forget the name, what he called it, but it's not just your music.
Yes.
He's got the music for every instrument on there.
It's the score. It's the full score of all the parts.
And I don't know how you keep track of it.
Oh, you get good at it after a while. I've been doing it for almost 50 years now.
And you know everybody's part.
Yes, you do. And sometimes you get to the point where you're memorizing everybody's part.
All right. So let's talk about the Bell City Brass Works now. Now, when did this all start? I know the Racine Concert Band only because I've been working with them for so many years. But I don't know much about the Bell City Brass Works other than when we introduce solo members of the Racine Concert Band, everybody seems to work for the Bell City Brass Works in addition to the Kenosha Pops. And you're all like little hamsters running around in everybody's concerts.
We populate all the groups around here, yes.
Very incestuous with all these bands. So give us a little history of the Bell City Brass Works.
We got started, 37 years ago?
Yeah.
Through a few guys that were aiming to have something to do for drum corps people that were no longer marching drum corps, brass players. And we packed up the group with a lot of different players, picked up a brass band idea, which includes trombones, trumpets, cornets, French horns, baritones, euphoniums, and tubas, and gave us all a great chance to get playing. Started out with Gary King and Kenny Norman were two of the original members of the group at that time.
So no strings?
No strings, no.
There was a Broadway musical once. It's starring two famous people, two big actors, Richard Kiley and I think Diane Carroll starring in it. And it was called No Strings. Right. And it was about a couple, like an interracial couple that got together and the relationship had no strings to it. I mean, they can come and go if they wanted to, no string. But then they played a little play on those words and there were no strings in the orchestra.
Right.
You remember the Broadway musical, No Strings?
Yes, I do,
And they used no strings at all.
Yep.
Just like you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, I've worked with orchestra, so I have to be very careful how I put this, but it's enjoyable being with all brass players. It's a different attitude in the two groups.
It's like really Seinfeld different. Would call you anti-strings.
Yeah.
Okay, so give us the latest concert coming up. What is that?
So we've got a concert coming up on Sunday at 3:00 at Parkside in the Bedford Auditorium, which is in a fantastic venue. And we've got a great program of all jazz. We've got two guest artists who originally are from Racine. One of them still lives in New York City, Mark Miller. And the other one, Russ Johnson, spent time away, and he's back in town. He's a music professor at Parkside. Doug has a history with both of those guys. Maybe you want to talk about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I had them both as students. Russ Johnson I had in his final year in high school at Park High School. And then he went on to quite the acclaim in New York and playing jazz around the country. And then Mark Miller, I had him in the Lighthouse Brigade, which is a group that I started back in 1979 and ran it for the next 20 years. But Mark was a fantastic young trombone player. And last night we got a chance to listen to our soloists with us, and they were fantastic. It was absolutely excellent working with both of them.
So again, when is the concert?
The concert is this Sunday at 3 p.m. at Parkside Bedford Hall, which is acoustically gorgeous place. And it's going to be a great concert. The whole band is hyped about the music. It has just been selling to ourselves. A fun thing to do every night and getting stronger and stronger. That's really quite a good show.
Plenty of parking.
Oh, yes.
Huge parking lot. Don't have to worry about parking. Everybody goes, where am I going to park? You don't have to worry about it.
No, you don't have to.
Here's what. Now, I go to Parkside once a week, and I'll tell you why I go past there. It's right next to Petrified Springs.
Right.
And my wife gets the aquifer water from there. We have this big, giant water that I'm like Gunga Din out there with this. And I fill it up at this aquifer water thing, and that's all she drinks.
Yeah, we used to get the water. My parents would go out to Petrified Springs and get that back in the 50s when I was growing up, so.
Yeah, and she's been doing it for, like, most of her life, running out there getting this water. Now I have to schlep it, and we use that big, giant water bottle.
Yeah.
You know, the big hernia edition. And so I go out there, and they just put a sign on there. It's a brand-new sign. Don't bathe your dogs in the sink. Now, my question, why did you have to put that sign up? I mean, what provoked the authorities to have to put that up there?
Yep,
Don't wash your dogs.
Yikes.
Yikes is right. Yep. We're talking to Doug Johnson and Katie Humphrey from Bell City Brass Works. More coming up with them in just a moment here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. But first, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most people who cause a nuclear meltdown while working at a nuclear power plant would likely lose their job, not Homer Simpson. In last Sunday night's episode, it was revealed that despite his gross incompetence, Homer was never fired because his father Abe was a PI. The episode revealed that Abe's partner was taken out by Mr. Burns, who assured Abe that his son Homer would always have a job if Abe didn't snitch. I guess I should have spoiler alerted that. If you haven't watched The Simpsons, you've got 36 seasons to catch up on. The show airs Sunday nights on Fox. Bruce Springsteen is on record as refuting the Forbes info that says he is worth over $1 billion. The boss says he is not a billionaire, and it's because he spent money on superfluous things throughout his life and does not penny pinch. He also says he is a good boss and pays his chums in the E Street Band handsomely. Springsteen says it was never about the money, but always about making great music. He's done well on both fronts. One of these days, maybe he'll have Taylor Swift money. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete Schwabba, 6 to 8 tonight on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Mira, hothead!
Let's bring the nails gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality structured youth sports to the children of Racine County, their various programs throughout the year teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $40 sports registration certificate for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
All right, we're talking to Doug Johnson and Katie Humphrey from Bell City Brass Works. They've got a concert coming up at Parkside. It is November
3rd.
I held up four fingers. Yeah. November 3rd. Time is?
At 3 p.m.
So
and
nice afternoon.
To set your clocks.
We'll get you home in time for Dateline on TV.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, we changed the clocks this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Spring ahead, fall back. Okay, fall back.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's okay. You'll just be early if you don't.
You don't realize how many clocks you have until you have to start setting them. We got the microwave, right. You got the stove, you got your watch, or that, what is that thing? The Google Watch or whatever you've got. Fitbit. You've got your car clock. You've got your computer clock. Some of those are automatic.
Mm-hmm.
You got clocks in the studio. We have 1, 2, 3. I mean, they're all over the
right,
place.
Yeah.
All right, so don't forget to set it. And if you don't, they'll repeat the concert at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
right. Okay, so what's on the bill of fare for the Bell City Brass Works concert at Parkside November 3rd?
We're doing music of the 30s and 40s primarily. It's all jazz music. It's music that you would have heard if you'd gone to Birdland, the nightclub in New York. Which opened in 1949. But we're doing like American Patrol, Glenn Miller arrangement of that. We're doing some arrangements of Things Ain't What They Used to Be. It's All Right With Me. Let's see, Katie, what's some other ones I'm blanking right now? But we have, it's just an absolutely great lineup of programs. Georgia on My Mind, which is a beautiful trombone solo that we're doing. And then we're also doing the music to Birdland, which is, we did that last night and it just kind of brought down the house. The band is really hyped about doing that.
Well, and one of our guest soloists actually works at Birdland.
Yes. Yeah. Mark Miller is the arranger for Birdland for their big band on Friday nights in New York. And that's been fantastic to have him with us. We've also doing Slaughter on 10th Avenue. We're doing Let's Face the Music and Dance, and New York. So I guarantee you, you're going to come out of that concert just listening and singing the music to yourself.
Toes.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it.
Here's an old axiom they use on Broadway. If you leave the theater humming a tune, you have a hit musical.
Yes.
And that's so true. If you leave so you're going to leave humming a tune.
Oh, yes. You are going.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed, yes. It'll become an earworm for you before you get out the door. So
they used that on the Farm Report before. Earworms. I didn't like that.
Okay.
There's something scary about that. I know what you mean. An earworm is something where a song you can't get it out of your head.
Right.
You all day long, you just can't. I just don't like that term, earworm.
As a musician, you get into that. Because you're getting ready to do a concert and you've been playing the same piece of music and it's just in your head, and you can hardly wait sometimes for the concert to be done so you can get something new started and we can put those songs away. But this time, I want to keep the songs going because it's just so much fun.
How old were you when you started playing an instrument?
I was in fifth grade. I think that was, I was 11 years old. Started on trombone back then. Yeah.
Fifth grade, 11 years. Oh, so you've been playing the trombone all your life.
Yes,
but,
I have.
But you must play other instruments too.
I play them all. I, as a high school band director, a music
teacher. Oh, yeah, you got to play them all, yeah.
Yeah, so I play flute, clarinet, trombone, trumpet, French horn, tuba, percussion. I dabble at piano, and I also learned how to play strings because I started teaching orchestra. So I learned how to play violin and viola and cello. Yeah, that was the first time out on that was interesting, but it tunes the same way as a trombone does. So you have to figure out where it is because there's no frets on a string instrument except for guitar.
Do you know how to play hot cross buns?
Oh, yeah. Every year. The beginners, let's do hot cross buns. Yes, we know that piece.
I learned that on the piano. Hot cross buns, hot cross buns.
Yep.
Katie, when did you start playing an instrument?
I started playing piano when I was 5. And took lessons all the way through elementary school. And then I started French horn in fifth grade, summer, between fifth and sixth grade.
So you've been playing all your life, too.
Yep.
So if somebody wants to get their child started on an instrument, what's a good instrument to start? Now, I started on the symphonette. I mean, in third grade, I was going to play the recorder. What did the comedian say? He was an elementary school music teacher. He called it the devil's flute. He said, you get all that. Every parent has to hear that all night long. So what's a good instrument to start?
I think it's what you like. It's what sounds good to you.
Right.
What I did, my mom played Peter and the Wolf, Tchaikovsky's Peter and the Wolf, and different characters were different instruments, and I picked French horn based on that.
When we recruit kids to start their instruments in fifth grade or in fourth grade, we often gave them the opportunity to listen to things like Peter and the Wolf and other pieces of music, or demonstrate every instrument for all the kids and play each one. I love doing that. That day I'd sit there with 12 instruments in front of me, and I'd play a song on each one for the kids. And which songs do you like the best?
You know, I can still remember all the Peter.
On.
I can still. Then the wolf. How do I remember this stuff? I got a record when I was like 4 years old. My father brought me Peter and the Wolf.
Yep.
And I still remember the orchestra leader explaining all the instruments. Yep. Okay, quick review. Bell City Brass Works concert is
November 3rd on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
At 3 p.m. It's a Sunday afternoon concert, 3 o'clock. You have no problem there.
At Parkside at Bedford Hall.
Remember to set your clocks so you're not late for it. Or you would be early for it. You'd be late for it.
No, you'd be early.
You'd be early. Well, that's okay.
Yep.
And you also have some intermission music you're playing.
Yes, we do. We've got a group called Bon Appetit, which is a group of 13 trombone players. And they're also going to be playing some music, jazz music of the same period for us. So it's going to be quite the day. You're going to love all the music.
That's UW Parkside, plenty of parking. Admission is free.
Right.
So bring as many people as you want. Grandma, grandpa, you can bring children. Bring children. They should get to see this.
They should.
Not
they
babies, should. But, you know, young children, maybe 8, 9 years old, should be able to see.
Yep.
And maybe they'll be inspired to pick up an instrument.
I sure hope so.
Absolutely.
I want everybody to be inspired. We even get people starting their instruments at the age 50 and joining the group. So
don't wait till you're my age till you start learning in the piano.
Or people who haven't played for a number of years, they'll come back.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Brassworks is ages 19 to 94 now.
Doug Johnson, Katie Humphrey, thank you guys for coming
in. Thank you, John.
Bell City Brassworks concert Friday, Sunday, November 3rd, 3 p.m. at UW Parkside. Admission is free. And also, this is free right now. How about Paul Harvey and the rest of the story?
The rest of the story. The pilots had been warned not to fly over those waters at moonrise. The bay is haunted, they say, by not one, not 10, but an entire fleet of flying Dutchmen. But sky jockeys are a fearless, practical lot, so off they fly, and lo, they go over the surface. It is eerie, calm, and the moonlight dances on it like beckoning demon sprites. The co-pilot's eyes grow wide. Look, over there, he whispers hoarsely, and the pilot follows his gaze to... Can it be? The outline of a huge vessel, perhaps 300 feet long and 50 feet abeam. Then another vessel, and another. Pull up, says the co-pilot, sweat beading his brow. But the higher they fly, the more ghost ships they see. Sailing, it appears, in tight formation, and all heading west out of Mallows Bay. 100 ships or more. All of them gigantic, most of them the same configuration. The pilot's imagination? Wait till you hear the rest of the story. War is hell. It burns, literally. And when your war machine is made of wood, all the more so. By the time the United States entered World War I in 1917, the Atlantic was crawling with German U-boats, stealthy submarines that gunned down warships and freighters faster than the Allies could build them. Enter American engineer Frederick Eustis, who made this remarkable proposal. He said, why not build wooden ships? They're easier to construct than steel vessels and far less expensive. The appropriate authorities were convinced, and some 35 shipyards were contracted to build steamboats out of wood. Within a few months, 1,000 of them were launched. Then one November morning, just before dawn, a fleet of those wooden vessels was attacked, set ablaze, and sunk. Turned the sky blood red for miles around. But they reappear, it is said, especially at low tide, in haunted Mallows Bay. For the marauding enemy who burned and sank that American fleet were... they were Americans. A battalion of marine demolition experts ordered on November 7, 1925, to destroy a surplus for which there was no further use. But the executioners could not quite kill the condemned, for the 100 hulks that went down in shallow Mallows Bay rise from their graves when the tide goes out. A ghostly sight, even to this day, or more awe-inspiring still, this night. And by the way, Mallows Bay, embraced by high forested bluffs, Mallows Bay is 150 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, and yet a mere 30 miles south of Washington, D.C. on the Potomac River, just past Maryland's Sandy Point. One of the biggest and historically most significant shipwrecks anywhere on Earth. More than 100 miles from any sea. Now, you know the rest of the story.
Hey, you can hear another rest of the story with Cindy Huber at 12:05 this afternoon to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. It's 7:32. Let's get moving with the news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Governor Evers joined Racine officials yesterday to break ground on a new $68 million King Community Center and Health Center. That's a project supported by a $20 million state grant. The facility, set to open in 2026, will house Racine's first federally qualified health center. That means it'll be providing integrated medical, dental, and behavioral health care. A Trump trash truck rolled into a Green Bay rally last night. Lisa Hale was there.
Former President Donald J. Trump rallied voters at the Resch Center last night. He walked in wearing a high-vis safety vest, referencing a recent comment by President Joe Biden that Trump supporters are garbage. He then spent almost 90 minutes lamenting the economy and immigration.
They're emptying their jails. They're emptying their mental institutions and insane asylums into the United States of America, and these two stupid people allow it to happen.
Trump said on day one he will work to deport illegal immigrants immediately. The former president will return to Wisconsin Friday for another rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee.
And don't forget to keep an eye out for the ghouls and goblins. Trick-or-treating takes place this evening in many places, including the cities of Racine and Kenosha. Racine has it from 5 to 7. With Kenosha kids getting an extra hour from 4 to 7. There is a rogue candy community. The town of Norway has their trick-or-treating session on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN.
I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Let's face it, talking about cattle prices has been a real conversation starter this year around Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. At least one economist doesn't see that changing anytime soon. Barrett Nelson is with the American Farm Bureau Federation, and he says just take a look at cattle inventory numbers. They're about the same as they were a year ago. He said the only thing we have to continue to monitor along with those numbers, consumer confidence.
Up to this point, since that July timeframe, now we've seen record highs made in a total of 6 of the last 7 months of this year entirely. So going back even a little bit further behind that July. And so beef is still going up. Right now, I don't think the overall choice in the beef cutout can go a whole lot higher before we start seeing some consumer demand shift away. You know, our consumers are getting tired. The inflation story has gone on for quite a while now. These higher prices are exhausting.
Barrett Nelson, economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says farmers don't want to get overly confident about what's happening with cattle numbers, though. He said right now the latest cattle on feed report came in with 11.6 million head out there, basically the same as last year. Placements were down about 2%. Marketings were up around 2%. He says there's a lot of fed cattle on the market right now, but there's also good packing margins that are keeping things moving. But he said don't become overly confident about what's happening with cattle. If you're confident about cattle, you won't be confident about our grain crops. Numbers are next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
On Wednesday, the barrel cheese gained 3.5 to 192.5. 40-pound block cheese was down a half at 189, while AA butter gained 1.5 to 270.5 per pound. November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 2 right now, 20.25. December corn is down 2. November beans are up 1 cent. December wheat currently 4 cents lower. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers today. It's going to be cold, too, with temperatures dropping into the upper 40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and chilly for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temps in the low to mid-40s. By tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I think my favorite holiday is Halloween. I think it's my favorite, yeah. That's a good holiday because you don't have to celebrate that one with your family. Yeah. You never hear, what are you doing for Halloween? I gotta fly back east and go trick-or-treating with my parents. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, they got a divorce, so I gotta bring 2 different costumes this year. I like reading. I'm a big reader. I feel like I just end up reading everything. I don't know. Like, the other day I was in my kitchen, I opened the drawer and I pulled out the Reynolds wrap and ended up reading the box of Reynolds wrap. It said, Reynolds wrap, trusted since 1947. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Trusted, what an interesting word to use there. This is... It implies some sort of dark past for Reynolds. You couldn't trust them, I guess, you know what I mean? Just, honey, did you get the tinfoil? Yeah, open the box. There's just pebbles in here. This is... Foiled!
There, the Pork Chop, 743, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for early showers. We got some now. Highs near 66, cloudy, lows around 37 tonight. Sunny tomorrow, 51 the high, sunny 58 on Saturday. Some showers on Sunday, highs near 60. Should be a nice trick-or-treat afternoon. It should be. Yeah, showers should end around noon today. Right now, we have some scattered showers around town. I know it was raining here at Radio Park. It's not raining where I live, though. Shower 63 degrees at Radio Park right now. Hey, someone analyzed the billionaire index to determine which names are the most common one among the uber rich folks. And here are the two at the top, John and David. My name's not in there. On a related topic, Bruce Springsteen is denying reports that he's a billionaire. He said, quote, I wish I was, but they got that one real wrong. I spent too much money on superfluous things. Of course he's not a billionaire. His name's not John or David. You can't be a billionaire with Bruce, right? Hey, we've got more tickets to Pure Soul to give away this morning here at WRJN Pure Soul. 60s Motown, 70s Soul coming to Memorial Hall on Friday, November 8th, 8 to 10 o'clock. You can win tickets in the next hour at WRJN. Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. Fortunate Son, Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR. You know what that song's about? About the Vietnam War, and if you were the son of a U.S. senator, you didn't have to go fight. And the gentleman he's singing here, he says, I have to go because I'm not a fortunate son. That's what that song's about. You got to remember the time these songs were written. All right, the election's around the corner. We all know that, right? You know there's an election coming up. Listen to this. The world record for the most lost elections belongs to a guy in Canada named John Turmel. He lost 100 elections and counting. He lost for everything from city council to Canada's parliament. Maybe we should move him to Racine. Maybe he has better luck down here winning an election. Huh?
Sure, it's election season. But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
I can't get no
That could be the greatest rock and roll song of all time. And they're still performing it on stage. Yes, they're doing a concert tour of the Stones. I can't get no satisfaction. Yeah, this radio station I grew up listening to, they did the top 500 songs of all time, and I'll never forget that came out number one. All right, we got to talk about your pets for Halloween real quickly here. There are four tips to keep your pets safe during Halloween. Keep candy away from them. Chocolate is toxic to both dogs and cats. It can kill them. Stick to pet-friendly decorations in the house. Keep your pets inside after dark. Don't let them out on Halloween night. And also, don't force your pet to wear a costume if it doesn't want to, especially a clown costume. All right, I know a lot of people like to dress their dogs and cats up as clowns. Here's Gary Lewis. Timeless hits, WRJM with Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Everybody loves a clown. So a man finds a wedding band in the English Channel. He tracks down the owner, but she says, I don't want it back. I threw it into the ocean on purpose. You see, it was a bad divorce. That'll happen. Early showers today should clear up for trick-or-treaters. Right now, shower 63 at Radio Park. Oh,
crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till they're don't you know? I'll have my time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy.
You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. Dream, but don't ask no questions, yeah.
your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crack your nose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world.
And Rosie, local news and timeless hits for you here at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere. The historic legendary frequency of 1400, only owned by WRJN all these years.